Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is Dynamite, and the show is taking place from Winnipeg. We got a lot to talk about here today. Four matches announced for the show, and there should be some interesting things happening. We've got a lot of news today on comings and goings in the wrestling business, and we'll tell you about those rumors and plenty more. Also, last night was NXT. Always fun on a Wednesday to be able to review NXT with old Filthy Tom, who's going to be joining us here today. Got Stand and Deliver coming up this weekend. We have got Sakura Genesis coming up this weekend for New Japan. And then we've got everything else. The big weekend is coming up. First, April 12th with the Dynasty pay-per-view in Vancouver, which I'm going to be going to. And then I leave Wednesday for WrestleMania. Two nights of WrestleMania in Las Vegas. We not only have the full card, but we also have some matches not announced yet. So we'll get into those here today. We got injuries to talk about. We've got all sorts of stuff. And you can join us here today by texting 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWOnline at gmail.com is the email. I'm FWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X, and Blue Sky. We'll get into all of the news after the break. And then, of course, in the final segment of the show, we will discuss last night's NXT, which, quite frankly, was better, but I don't know about that main event angle. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. We're talking about NXT in the final segment of the show. I got a lot of other news first, but the chat's talking about it. And one of the things they're talking about is the fact that I tried to tell you guys, they did that Sol Rukazaria video package last night, and they tried to convince you that Sol Ruka is the babyface in this feud and Zarya is a heel. Because as I explained over and over again, Sol Ruka is supposed to be the babyface. Zarya is supposed to be the heel. Even though if you actually watch the show with your own two eyes, it's exactly the opposite. But that's what they did. So then we had the main event segment, which we'll get to. Which the match was great. And I don't even have a problem with the fact that they went to a disputed finish. But I do have a problem with the fact that the Stand and Deliver show is in fact this weekend. And they went off the air without a decision.
I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
Yeah.
Shocked. Can you, like, this is the de facto, in many ways, number one title on this show. This is the biggest show of the year.
Yeah.
The plan going into the biggest show of the year was to not know who is going to challenge.
Yes.
JC Jane. I understand they'll get to it. It'll probably be a three-way. But why couldn't they tell us on the show? I'm not going on social media to look. I'm boycotting it. Somebody else is going to do it for me.
I haven't checked it out.
Maybe JC Jane won't defend the title.
Dude, it's just like, I mean, goddamn, how long is it? Can I say that, Dom? How long has it been that, like, you're an idiot. God, dude, can someone smarten these guys up that they have national television that, like, hundreds of thousands of people watch? I mean, if you look at the, you know, the number of viewers who watch NXT, I mean, that's an average. Like, over 1 million people are probably watching NXT at some given point every Tuesday. And you nerds think, oh, well, we don't need to tell everybody what the main event or one of the main events is going to be on a television. We'll direct them to social media. Get out of here. We'll get into that. But let's talk about what everyone's talking about.
Brian.
Yeah.
I've already violated my my statute there because I indeed am on the NXT website. And there's no mention whatsoever.
Oh, really?
Of Kendall Gray or Lola Vice.
Well, you know, it's been...
Or JC Jane.
A good 18 hours. I mean, they got a lot of thinking to do about what to do in this situation.
They have a graphic for Sexy Red.
Wow.
Set to appear.
Which I don't even think they mentioned last night, did they?
They mentioned
maybe
it the
they
week
did.
Before because
yeah.
We had that instance where we...
Booker got all excited,
be,
yeah.
He needed to be, like, submerged in saltpeter.
Okay, so anyway, tonight is Dynamite, and this is what is announced for the show, okay? Will Ospreay versus Pac, which should be a great match. Kenny Omega and MGF do their AEW World title contract signing. The Demand will face Kenny Omega, Brody King, and Jack Perry. And the Brawlin' Birds and Mina Shirakawa will face the Triangle of Madness, all right? So that's what is official for this show, okay? Now, Mercedes Moné has gone all over the world of late, losing these belts. She is now down to just one title at Winnipeg's Pro Wrestling's Fight at the Museum. Moné lost the WPW Women's title to Jody Threat. She is now down to two physical championships, which is the APOC Women's title from Malaysia. She might be holding that one for a little while. And the 2025 Owen Hart Foundation Championship, which isn't even really a belt. Okay? So, there's been a lot of rumors that now that she's pretty much lost everything, she is going to be returning to AEW TV, and it was strongly hinted that it would be tonight. Now, we don't know that for sure. I'm not reporting she's going to be there, but I'd be happy to report that it is heavily rumored that she may return in Winnipeg here tonight. Now, the other thing is this, which I don't know what to make of this, brother, because it's Dave Meltzer cryptic tweeting, but he did write either today or yesterday. He says, regarding Jericho, I was told a week ago from WWE not to expect him in WWE anytime soon, if ever, regarding rumors going around of him starting in WWE and AEW, both of which were out at the same time when he filed for the trademark. I think he's saying that the rumors of him going to WWE or AEW were out as he was filing for a new trademark. He's got some new gimmick he's going to do, apparently. So now everybody is, it is in Winnipeg, and there's certainly rumors that he will be on the show tonight. I have no earthly idea. I don't know. But that's certainly another rumor.
Jericho, on Wednesday, March 25th, filed to trademark the Cornerstone.
The Cornerstone. Well, that obviously could be a gimmick for either AEW or WWE. Here's the thing. I have always been critical of Tony Khan for this, and I will remain being critical of Tony Khan for this. So Tony's deal is, if you, Filthy Tom, sign with AEW, okay, and he pays you $500,000 a year for the 2 years.
I quit the show immediately.
And you do the first year, okay? And you do a month or two of the second year. And then Tony gets the idea that I'm not sure that Filthy Tom is going to re-sign. I think he might want to go to WWE.
I call you.
He then like, you're just like, you're iced. And he just sits around and he waits for your deal to expire, and then you either go to WWE or you don't. And to me, it's always like, it is an incredible waste of money to take people off television because you presume that they are going somewhere else, okay? Because you're still getting paid. He's still paying you your $500,000, but he's not using you because he's under the assumption you're leaving. Now, he doesn't know, and you don't know, because you can't negotiate with WWE until your contract is actually expired. And so, you know, sometimes a person will just vanish from TV forever, and then their deal is up, and in fact, they do leave. But, like, if it comes out that Chris Jericho is just going back to AEW tonight, dude, when's the last time we saw that guy? He's been gone forever, presumably with the assumption that he's probably going to WWE. And so that guy's been paid God only knows what. You know, there might have been some time added on for a tour here or there or whatever. But I can't even imagine the amount of money that Tony would have paid this guy with the presumption he's leaving. And then he just comes back. It's crazy. Like, why would you not book Brian. Someone, have them put a bunch of people over until the last day, and then there they go? Yes, Tom.
That is a valid point, but I'm going to look at it from the standpoint of Tony Khan, a man who's involved in sports. And sometimes when, you know, the season isn't looking good for the playoffs, you start getting younger talent more reps. You know what I mean? Because you're looking out for the future and you're thinking, maybe this guy who's on a decent sized contract isn't going to be here in the future. Maybe we don't want to pay him that much. So you start getting other people looks in live situations. So,
but they are paying him.
I understand that, but perhaps that's his thinking. You know what I mean?
I'm sure that's something resembling his thinking, but at the end of the day, it's like, why not get value out of the guy? Have a bunch of people beat him if you think he's going to be leaving. Try to give some people the rub and, like, at least make something out of your investment, especially if it turns out the guy's coming back tonight. We'll see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I realize that some people just cannot help but defend Tony to the death, but I just don't get the chat here. This guy goes, weird, like you'd run a sports team. He's not running a sports team. He's running a wrestling promotion. He's not running a sports team. He's running a wrestling promotion where he can choose the winners. He can pick and choose who wins matches.
Bro.
Brandon here.
Coach TK. Coach TK from the Death Valley Driver boards. Not Booker Man TK. Coach TK. So maybe in his mind, he is running that sports team.
Brandon here says if Tony was actually thinking about future talent, he could get them over by having them beat Jericho on his way out. Yeah? You could do that. This guy goes, yeah, you should focus on people who are going to be there for sure going forward. No need to make fans angry who hate Jericho just because you already paid the guy. So this guy just really hates Jericho, so he's looking at it from that perspective. But I'm looking at this from the business perspective. Like, everyone who... Okay, listen, you hate Chris Jericho? Great. Everybody who claims they hate Chris Jericho, like, there has never been a case where Jericho has appeared on screen at, like, thousands... It doesn't happen. Jericho's segments do not do any better or worse, and sometimes they do better than average. It's not like he's running off viewers, okay? You hate him, that's all fine, but he's not running off viewers. And you don't know, like, focus on the people who are going to be there for sure. You don't know who's going to be there for sure. Number one, anybody could get hurt on any given day. Number two, you don't know if Jericho's leaving when his deal is over. You don't know if anybody's leaving when their deal is over. You know who he didn't think was leaving when his deal was over? Hobbs. And Hobbs' deal was up, and he was out of there. And at the very last minute, they had to scramble a match together to get the Trios titles off of him, and he was gone at midnight that same day that he lost those Trios titles. You don't know who's staying and going. So, this person here goes, like paying an actor for season two and then not putting them on any episodes because they might not re-sign for season three. Exactly. Why would you sign anyone to a three-year deal if, like, oh, man, after a year, I'm not sure they're going to re-sign for the fourth year. I'm just going to take them off TV now. Doesn't make any sense.
What I would do is what they do in soap operas, and I would just have somebody else play Chris Jericho for the time that he was off TV.
This guy hates Jericho so much, he goes, I will quit wrestling altogether and cancel my Observer subscription if he shows up tonight and you'll never see me in this chat again. Wow. Well...
Is that Mike Sempervivi?
It's not my show. I'm not booking Dynamite. All right, we got some other notes here. So Dave wrote yesterday in the front page, coming off things talked about last night on Observer Radio, we have some updates on the current WrestleMania card. Gunther and Seth has been the plan for several weeks, as the entire storyline with Rollins and Paul Heyman was always to build for Gunther choking Rollins out in Madison Square Garden. Does not have to do with Braun Breaker not being clear. He is cleared. Braun is cleared. But the decision was made not to rush into the match, which was basically what I figured yesterday. Idea of Rollins and Breaker is very much alive, but they want the proper build-up. Gunther being the opponent stemmed from the injury to Bronson Reed. The Vision and Usos were to do a celebrity match involving iShow Speed and Logan Paul, taking Paul out of the match with Rollins. But with Reed out as well, a new opponent for Rollins was needed. Right now, a match with Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and Speed versus the Usos and LA Knight is scheduled for the show. If Speed is not ready, they could do a tag match with Knight and Speed in the corners. But right now, it's a trios match. And the other unannounced match for WrestleMania that is likely is Io Sky versus Asuka. It is not 100%. It would be the 14th match for the 2 days. And leave both nights with 7 matches. So where would Kyrie be in that? Guest referee?
In a shark cage.
In a shark cage.
I love the shark cage. Can we get it back? We just had Paul Heyman in it that one time, right?
He was in something.
We need a shark cage on every show. He was in the shark cage, and I think he interfered anyways.
Well, that's how it always works.
He dropped
works.
Something out of it.
Yeah, that's how it always works in those shark cage. It's like no one ever figures out that the shark cage shouldn't be over the ring. It's a bad idea. Ilya LaFleur is going to be out for a while, torn labrum. He'll be out for 6 months, and that means,
I thought that
Tom,
was in a different part of the body.
Next week, we are going to get another tournament for the speed, the cursed speed title.
Oh, the match, the one match that we know that they announced for it. Oh, my God.
What is it?
You didn't catch it?
No, I didn't write it down. What was it? I'll go find it.
Jasper Troy versus Keanu Carver versus Josh Briggs.
For the,
in a
no.
speed match.
No, no, no. They announced that. That's not a speed match.
Yes, it is.
No,
I'm
it's
almost
not.
Positive.
No. Absolutely not.
I'm almost positive that is what Stone
no.
said.
No. The NXT speed tournament is set to begin, and there's also Keanu Carver, Jasper Troy, and Josh Briggs. We don't have any matches. It's not a speed match. God.
Are you sure?
I'm 99% sure. I'm 99% sure.
Can we go to a break?
I like mean, I'll put it this way, Tom. This. I'll put it this way. Like, I've watched the show. It's not impossible, but I don't think that's what they actually announced. MVP said the Hurt Syndicate should be back very soon, so they might be back tonight as well.
By the way, according to the Observer website, Tom's right.
The Observer website.
This is what my notes say, Brian, right now. Sarah interviewed Stone, and on the countdown on YouTube before Stand and Deliver, there will be a 10-person mixed tag with Birthright on the pre-show. Keanu Carver then barged in and wanted a match with Troy, and Stone said he already spoke to Jasper Troy, and he made it a speed triple threat match with Josh Briggs.
No, that can't be right.
I will watch.
Listen, I got the lineup off the Observer site, and it does not list it as a speed match. Dude, it's not hard. Just go to NXT.
They don't even have JC Jane or Kendall Gray or Lola Vice mentioned.
Well, no, they're incompetent.
Yeah, that's who you're telling me to go rely on?
Hold on, I'm going to go to.
I am also
look at the graphic for next week. I'll look at the graphic for next week. Chaos backstage, far from over. No, because then they moved to something else. I hated that segment, by the way. Absolutely hated that segment. Would you shut it off?
I could, yeah.
I'm going to go to NXT on,
All right, what? Whatever.
No, this is important.
If they can't, I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
They can't possibly have done something that stupid. Why am I... What did you turn on now?
Nothing.
All right, let's go to the official website, because they should have a lineup for next week. Of course they don't. Does anybody know what's going on?
I certainly don't anymore, so...
I reread it. It says the lineup features, so it's worded
you.
Where you both could be right, but after rereading it, I think it might be in addition to the speed tournament,
yes.
There is also a triple threat.
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you, Dom.
Oh, yes, Brian, you must be correct.
Well, I mean, that's
as always.
Bro, why would the speed tournament start with that match?
Brother, you spent 20 minutes telling me
I
how
know,
that
I know the thing
Gimlet
is stupid.
Bigfoot footage was fake.
That's far more realistic than the booking of NXT. Danny Luna has left AEW and immediately signed.
What? No, Lady Frost.
MLW.
Lady Frost.
Oh,
Danny
no,
Luna is in TNA.
Okay, hold on. There's two stories I've conflated here. Danny Luna has also left TNA. Danny Luna is
what?
Gone from TNA. Yes, and Lady Frost is gone from AEW. Lady Frost is going to MLW. I don't know where Danny Luna is going, but it could be MLW, but she is gone. Yeah.
I knew Lady Frost had signed with MLW because I work for MLW.
I know, you do.
So I was
but Lance works
to...
for TNA, and he never knows what's going on.
Did you find out about this VIP award? Or were they the MVP?
Yeah, you know they give it out like on every show. There's like a little plaque that you get, And it's just like some award. So that's what it is. Yeah. We got the best of the Super Juniors 33 lineup. You're not in it. We got Kosei Fujita, Doki, Desperado, Yoshinobu Kanemaru, Sho, Daisuke Sasaki, Yo, Master Wado, Jacob Austin Young, Francesco Akira, Valiente Jr., Robbie Eagles, Taiji Ishimori, Robbie X, and Titan. The scheduled...
I thought Titan was out. No? He's in?
It says Titan here. This is the most recent lineup.
Good. The speculation was that Valiente Jr. was in there because Titan was injured, I believe. But good to hear that Titan is not injured. That guy's great.
As it's been going today on the show, this could all be wrong. Josh Briggs and Keanu Carver, and they could all be in this for all I know. Speed match. Know what I'm saying? Hey, what did you get at the store the other day? You got something. You sent me like a screenshot.
I did.
It's
another one of those energy drinks that WWE has.
What kind?
I can't even remember. It's in the fridge. Been waiting for you to mention it. However, I was not prepared.
Well, I don't have one anyway. I'm just asking what it is. Should I go get one?
It's another one of those C4 that you couldn't find.
I see. Yeah.
But however, you can find Minute Maid. That's for sure.
They're easy to find in the grocery store.
Minute Maid?
Yeah.
Well, Minute Maid?
No, listen, you idiot. I know Minute Maid is easy to find, but is the WWE version with Dominic on it easy to find at the grocery store?
I just saw it there. I don't know. I didn't do a product search. I'm not the distribution manager for Minute Maid. I'm simply a customer and a shareholder of TKO.
Hey, you know what's not easy to find at the grocery store? $10 bills. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It Takes Two is a health initiative raising awareness about the importance of complete testing and early diagnosis of chronic kidney disease, or CKD, among people who are at greater risk, including those with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure. The program provides education and resources to empower at-risk adults to work with their doctors and encourage healthcare professionals to use two tests, EGFR, a blood test, and UACR, a urine test, to help detect CKD. Dr. Charles Vega, primary care physician.
CKD is a progressive, potentially life-threatening condition caused by kidney damage that affects the body's ability to filter blood. More than 35 million U.S. adults have CKD, but 90% don't know they have it. Most people have no symptoms until the disease is advanced, leading to irreversible kidney damage.
Thelma, two-time kidney transplant recipient.
My journey with kidney disease has inspired me to help others. It Takes Two, you and your doctor, to help get the full picture of kidney health. Learn more at testyourkidneys.com.
Sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim and Eli Lilly and Company.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189.
That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So Paisley has to do this bio of Alexander Hamilton. And so they had to put together a bag with five items that tell the story of this person. And so she had like a newspaper and a theater ticket and these other things. And she goes, can I get a $10 bill? I need one more thing. I need a $10 bill. I was like, I don't carry cash. I'm going to get a $10 bill. So I said, find one. She couldn't find anything, of course. Got to have a $10 bill. So at like 10 o'clock last night, I had to run to the grocery store to get a $10 bill. And I run to the grocery store, and I go in, and I said, here's a 20. Can I get two 10s? Give it to the guy. Guy opens up the till. He gives me four fives. I was like, no, I need two 10s. He goes, I don't have 10s. I said, dude, it's like for a school project. I just need a $10 bill. I need Alexander Hamilton. The guy goes, hold on, I'll check another one. Goes to another till. No $10 bill. Goes to another till. No $10 bill. Opens up the last till. No $10 bill. I was like, dude, do you have a $10 bill? If you have a $10 bill, I will give you this 20 if you just give me one 10. I just need a $10 bill. He looks through his wallet and a $10 bill. It's like, golly. So I leave. I drive to the gas station by the Safeway. It's closed. I drive down the road to another gas station, go to the gas station. I was like, can I get a $10 bill? The guy yells at me. He goes, only fives. I was like, you don't have any tens? No tens. Go to the next grocery store. I need a $10 bill, please. No tens. I had to go to four different stores before I could get one $10 bill. What's going on? I'd have an easier time finding a penny.
You didn't have a bullet laying around?
I actually suggested a bullet, and she was like, I don't know about that one.
Why not?
Because she's taking it to school, and they frown on you taking... That, ammunition.
Yes, that is a valid point.
Thank you. Okay. Let's do NXT here.
By the way, I backed Aaron Burr in that.
Why don't you get out of here?
So this NXT show took place from the theater at Madison Square Garden, and it looked fantastic. I have been there for shows in the past. I think I went to a Glory kickboxing show there, of all things, and it looked way better on TV than I imagined it was going to. So Mike Santana came through the crowd during the first match for his entrance as he teamed with OTM to take on Dark State. They threw up a graphic at the very beginning identifying the entire announce team early on, just for you, Brian. Vic Joseph, Booker T, Sarah Schreiber, and my man, Blake... whatever. Howard?
Blake Howard.
Blake Howard the Duck.
Yes, Blake Howard.
Dark State beat up Bronco Nima for a while. There were some hot tags. Santana came in, ran wild before being annihilated with a triple power bomb off the second, but Dark State couldn't get the win. Santana and Saquon Sugars went back and forth. Santana able to catch him with a DVD in midair. Saquon Sugars was awesome in this match. Santana then hit the spin the block. I'm sorry. And dove onto the other Dark Staters on the floor. OTM gave Sugars a swing into a double torture rack, dropped them, and got the win ahead of their match against Dark State this weekend at Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, this show, I mean, the first hour of this show, I was astonished. This was a great opener. And then, like, the entire first hour was really good match, really good match, really good match. And then, man, it fell off a freaking cliff, bro.
I was infuriated by this next segment.
Vic Joseph and Miles Bourne?
Yes.
All right.
No, they were fine. They're not who I got a problem with, man.
All right.
Miles Bourne did a pre-taped sit-down interview with Vic Joseph. Miles said he hopes it's Johnny Wrestling who shows up at Stand and Deliver. So Johnny Gargano shows up. He sits down and he says, look, you want Johnny Wrestling? Before there was Stand and Deliver, there was Takeover. And Johnny Takeover is still inside of me somewhere. And on Saturday, he's going to come out and he's going to eat you alive. This isn't personal, but the title is personal. And if I win that title, I'm going to go back to SmackDown and be the man that I'm supposed to be. And if not, Well, I don't know what's going to happen. But for the first time in months, I'm not going to stay down. I will stand and deliver. Because he has to more than he knows. What? 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 What?
Yeah.
What have we been watching for months? What is this planking BS this guy has been doing? And then he's out here talking like this?
You know, it's the most...
We could have been having this for months. This is infuriating. This is the worst... This has got to be... Guy, it has to be the worst storyline WWE has put out in modern times. Is there any explanation for why he's catatonic at certain points?
He was sad about something. I don't even remember.
Sad that Ciampa left.
All I know is this.
That's what it was.
You waited until the go-home show to have Johnny Gargano cut a fiery promo when you could have just had him show up last week and just blow everybody away in that match en route to winning. Instead, you had him plank that entire match last week, get a fluke win because his dead body fell on top of somebody, and now you've decided, oh, we want to advertise this as Johnny Wrestling is back. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, I don't want to watch Bernie Lomax fight for the title. You know what I mean? And that's what they've been giving us. Well, actually, you know what? Now that I say that, I do think I want to watch Bernie Lomax.
He might be at the
for the title.
Joey Janela's spring break, for all I know.
Yeah, he might be in the cluster, or maybe he's going to interfere in that Sandman and Invisible Man match. But Johnny Gargano. The Americanos took on Stax and Uriah Connors from the Birthright. Bravo danced with Ariana Grace on the floor, then Stax jumped him. But, you know, I'd probably risk it too if I were Bravo. Bravo eventually gave Stax a long spinning torture rack. He went up top. Ariana took the ref. Lexus King whacked Bravo with the cane. Stax hit a shining wizard for two. Then Shiloh Hill came down, chased off Lexus King. The Americanos hit a Hurricane Rana, followed by a splash, but it was broken up by Connors. Stax threw Bravo and then dove onto Rio, almost killed himself. Not as bad as Io Sky the other day, but Connors then hit a Swanton Bomb. Birthright only got two. El Grande then ran down. He got on the apron, pointed at the Birthright. The Americanos both loaded their masks. Bravo hit a flying headbutt and got the win. And they will now head to St. Louis to challenge Vanity Project as they are next up, batter up.
It was amazing watching this match. I'm just watching it in like, the people like Ryo and Bravo well enough and everything like that, but they don't really care that much. It's like a good match, but they're not like going nuts for it. Man, the moment this El Grande hit ringside, oh my God, this place went wild. They went wild for this guy. He was like the biggest babyface on the entire show. And here we are. They're going to stand and deliver. Not going to win, but they're going to have a fun match, especially if El Grande's there.
I'm sure he will be, because Jackson Drake will probably be there to be his foil in some ways, or vice versa. We had Kalani Jordan take on Jada Parker. Kalani beat her up for a long time. Jada gave her a German suplex from the top. Drive-by hip attack, deja vu, sky-high spine buster, and she got the win.
It was, I would say it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was...
It wasn't to the level of the previous two matches, but it was pretty good.
My issue...
But that arm bar that she keeps trying to put on, can someone tell her to stop doing that immediately? God.
The issue that I have is not what happened in the match. It's what happened later on in that segment where we were talking about Keanu Carver setting up the triple threat, because Stone was taken away from that announcement by Kalani Jordan laying out Jada Parker. So
I swear to God,
you cannot get ahead in NXT. You got to get beat up if you get a win.
I swear to God, I barely have any memory of that, because that was one of those deals where they had like three or four angles in a 30-second segment. It's like they start doing something, and that gets interrupted by something else, and that's like halfway through, it gets interrupted by, and I'm like, God, can we do less so like some stuff gets over? Like, I literally gave up. There was one of the ones they did early. I was like, ah, forget it. I'm done. I don't even know where it was. It's just like, stop. Like, do one thing and then move on.
Vanity Project talked to Blake Monroe. There was a contract signing for the NXT title match at Stand and Deliver. I mean,
it was fine.
It's exactly
it was
what you expect.
By the numbers stuff.
Yeah, it broke down in the fisticuffs. Paige powerbombed Hendry through the table. Tony D gave Saints a choke slam through one as well. Then they brawled, and it was stopped. Jasper Troy took on Keanu Carver.
This was classic NXT incompetence. It's like they've been building up this Keanu Carver, Jasper Troy thing for a long time, and they finally get them in the ring together, and they put him in the ring with a referee who's bigger than both of them, and the referee ends up outshining both of them and is the focal point of the match.
Yes.
I was like, God.
Okay.
A guy, by the way, whose gimmick is like he can't win, and they actually say on TV, this guy might get cut. Like, that's the guy that outshone these other two.
Yes. He beat up both of them and left them laying.
Yes.
As he's the referee. Not only that, but Keanu Carver jumps Jasper Troy on the floor before the match even starts. Josh Briggs does nothing. Let's go on. Then Keanu Carver tries to assault some scrub in the audience, but he made sure to stop him. That, not allowed.
No.
Carver talked trash to Booker T. Jasper chokeslammed him through the table, threw Carver in the ring, hit the black hole slam, but Carver kicked out. He acted like it was a slow count. It wasn't. I watched it again and again to make sure. It was not a slow count. He pushes Briggs. Briggs kicks him. Carver gives him a pounce. Big, herking, running power slam. Got to say, that was impressive. He threw up Jasper Troy onto his shoulders like he was nothing. But this was like the Hogan Sting slow count, if that's what this was supposed to be. Then Carver and Briggs get into it. Briggs lays him out. And the match of NXT's two biggest monsters ends with the ref standing tall. Can you imagine if WrestleMania goes down, we get Brock Lesnar versus Obafemi, and Charles Robinson lays them both out afterwards?
No, it'd be more sick. Like it'd be more that they would have Omos as the guest referee, and he would just make both of them look stupid. I'll talk about the next segment very quickly. Tatum Paxley and Blake Monroe. This absolutely sucked in every conceivable way. The verbiage was just absolutely atrocious. And the whole storyline is Blake has stolen Tatum's belt. Tatum comes out and says, you know what? If you just return the belt to me, I will give you a match for the belt at Stand and Deliver. Blake accepts, but then doesn't give the belt back and leaves with the belt. And it's just like, why is the match taking place? The match was agreed to on one stipulation, and the stipulation, like, it was so stupid. Everything about this sucked. This Blake Monroe, like, God bless her, there is absolutely nothing believable about this character. This character is less believable than, like, Skinner or Papa Shango or these mid-90s wacky. I mean, it's so bad. And then Tatum had to deliver this line, I can be the goth to your glamour. I can be the fire to your hell. I was like, who wrote that?
Somebody with an OnlyFans subscription.
You should be fined for writing that line. God, it sucked.
Yeah, you know what didn't suck was this main event. Lola Vice versus
main event was
Gray
great.
Was awesome. Vic's like, this is the biggest crossover matchup we've had. Talking about MMA versus amateur wrestling. And he's probably right, because Valerie Lareda against Peyton Prusson sure is an awesome match. And,
We'll talk about the finish after
right
the break. We'll actually tell you what happened after the break. Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Tom, what happened in the main event?
It was freaking awesome. MMA star Lola Vice taking on amateur wrestling star Kendall Gray. They went back and forth, submissions, strikes, you name it. It was hot and heavy like Elaine Bettis and Putty. And then, eventually, Kendall Gray shoots a double leg, goes for a pin. Lola kicks out. She locks on a guillotine, kicks off the ropes. Kendall fights it some more. Looks like she's about to fade, but she hits a Northern Lights suplex. Lola holds on. The ref counts to three right as Kendall Gray taps out. And we are left with a disputed finish. We don't know who wins. Shawn Michaels storms out as Vic is asking who will face JC Jane. And the show ends in confusion without a decision being made.
Yeah. No decision is made. They went off the air without telling us what's going to happen on the show Saturday.
Yes, and if you check their website, no mention of the title or the challengers yet.
But you know, I'm sure we'll keep clicking on that social media throughout the day to find this answer. God. Maybe as far as I know, there isn't even a women's title match. What an ending. What an ending. And what an ending to this show. But fear not.
It deflated me so badly.
In an hour, I'm going to be back with After Dark Radio, everybody, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And then tonight, Observer Radio with Dave. Make sure you grab your tickets to Vegas, f4wonline.com/Vegas, over WrestleMania weekend. Got a lot of live Q&As. We got a meet and greet. We got actually several meet and greets. Watch Wrestling with Dave Meltzer. Post WrestleMania suite parties. Vinny's Karaoke. Texas Day Brazil Dinner. Sue Young and Duke Hudson will be special guests at that steakhouse. So check it out, everybody. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. And thanks
get in
for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.